Blog Talk Radio.
That's crazy. Does anybody else hear the sound?
I can only really hear them cutting the lawn. Let's see.
Everybody to Psychic Readings Wednesday with your host Linus and my co-host Brenda, and the moderator in the chat room is Nina. So let me give you that phone number. It's area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And as I said, the chat room is open. So, you can go in the chat room and post your question there if you don't want to be on the air. Or if you desire to be on the air, do call in and let us know. And, of course, we begin with a couple of quick prayers right quick. That which is sent to me that is not for our highest good. Let me repeat that. That which is sent to all of us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender, and so it is. Dear God, angels and miracles, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us. Heal what's sick in us. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died within us. So be it. Okay. And let the show begin. So I don't have any callers right now at this very moment.
Okay.
Anybody have a subject you want to talk about? I forgot to pull my books out.
Your books?
No, Neil Donald. But you know what? I'll say this. I do want to discuss something. It took 2 weeks ago. Shaw was the first one that I saw posted the story about the 234 missing schoolgirls in Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So when I saw it, and she said, you know, help spread the word, well, which I did, and put it on several sites. But I went back and I checked out Como King in Cairo, and I put it on their sites too. And they just now started this weekend covering the story. Now it's like it's just blowing up all over the place now.
Yeah.
Because there's been more, I think it's 88 more girls that have come up missing. Supposedly is that, I guess it's very good money in trafficking these young girls. Sad to
yeah,
say.
That's
human trafficking, yeah. I guess it's like
human trafficking is going on worldwide.
Oh, yes. But I think this just stands out because it's just so prevalent.
And I think people don't really respond to it because it's sort of like, okay, they're Nigerian. And sadly, it's like the lighter or darker your skin tone, the more importance you tend to have in the news. Media. just very sad. And the other thing is, there's the propaganda issues. There are countries where trafficking is taking place, but it's not recognized because nobody wants to admit that it's happening in their country. They had like a huge special about that, about human trafficking in the United States a couple years ago. And I think that you know, and also through Mexico or Colombia or somewhere. But Jennifer Lopez was attached to that docudrama about it, and they posted numbers on there. It's just horrific, horrific, and people have children, human bodies. Okay, so they have children, really young children, that are being trafficked into America, and they're living with people. People assume that they're adopted children or whatever, but they're not. And these are children that have been bought, and they're at the disposal of whatever family has them. Some of them are used for sex. Some of them are used for cleaning and all that, and some of them are just, yeah, they're just indentured slaves that have no rights because they're not even considered illegal aliens because they're not even known about. There's nothing to keep track of them. But if you were to see a neighbor who had a child that was, you know, of a different nation, you wouldn't necessarily think there was something wrong with it, especially with these days of adoption, cross cultures and borders. Who's going to even say anything?
You know, we did a big roundup here in Washington, Brenda, about 6 months ago. Do you remember? It was up and down Pacific Highway going north on Pacific Highway from the airport, and they they shut down the whole hotel. So what they did, it was three groups: marshals, federal, state patrol, and of course, you know, the area police officers. So they went to all three locations at the same time. So one couldn't contact the other one. So they hit them all at the same time. Yeah, it was a big raid, like 80 some people, I believe. Yeah, I was just here when they're like, well, huh, this is Washington. What's happening, you know, at other places?
Right.
Quite interesting. I just don't understand, how do you get so low to sell a human body?
That's been going on, I think, almost since humans have been around.
Yeah.
But doesn't make it right.
No.
So,
I was looking for something for us to discuss. You know, I just love that Neil Donald Walsh. So I was looking for something. I know you guys' theme has been on health, huh?
This week is more, which is interesting. This week has been with Ellen B. and sort of last week with BYO Brilliance. We're talking about body appreciation and loving yourself with food, connecting to nature. So it has really been sort of looking at how to appreciate yourself and love yourself, you know, with your daily activities and just with yourself. We're not talking about going to spas. We're not talking about joining some major weight loss program, or whether you want to lose weight, gain weight, build up muscles, or whatever. So, you know, just really, it's really the time to take a look at your life. It's always a good time to do that and reflect on what's going on that needs to either be diminished, or what's going on that needs to be or what isn't going on that needs to be fostered.
Well, I will tell you, I took that 7-day challenge. I did that one.
What's the 7-day challenge?
Shop had posted it, and I have posted it too. I don't know if Nina saw it or not. Where for 7 days you can't have any bread, water. I mean, no, they want you to water, bread, sugar, salt, pasta. It's a kind of, I think, cleansing your body out as well. Okay, here it is, Brenda. No soda, no bread, no red meat, no alcohol, no pasta, no sweets, citrus fruit daily, 6 or more bottles of water, green vegetables, of course, and meat is just fish and chicken, and then a 30-minute workout. So you do it for 7 days and see how does your body feel and where's your weight at in 7 days. Did you lose 2 pounds? Did you lose 3 pounds? You know. Yeah. So I got go ahead.
No, continue on how that went for you.
Well, it's doing good. The first day was kind of hard because I made a cup of coffee and I put sugar in it before I thought about it. So I had to throw the cup out and then make another. I was like, that's what I wanted. So I said, yeah, with it. I can't have any sugar if I want it. So anyway, that was okay. But actually, to be honest with you, it felt pretty good. It felt pretty good because some things that you don't eat, I know, bounces back to make you feel like sugars, that make you feel like you want sugar or something sweet. So I haven't ate anything that caused to cause that reaction. I said, well, maybe this is okay. I don't know how long that they anticipate you to be on a diet like that, but, Oh, Brenda, you know what's supposed to be this week? Excuse me, everybody, I was drinking some water. The horoscopes, we didn't do them.
Well, you posted them, like, a couple times. I don't know why you posted them twice. Did you forget you did that?
No, it does that when I post.
I think you even. I thought you read the horoscope at the beginning of the month. Or.
No.
Or is this?
No, because the beginning of the month started on Thursday. Remember?
Oh, did
it?
Okay.
So this is the first show. Yeah. Yep. This is the first show with the horoscope. Yuppie.
Well. Yeah, it's your show.
Yeah, I just realized because I said, well, because last week I said, well, we'll discuss it. I said next week because it'll be the first Wednesday. Okay, so May horoscopes 2014. For May horoscopes, we will be discussing romance and finances. First up, Aries. Romance. Aries may well be a tricky month for you with emotions. Be careful who you say yes to. Do. Be sure and check this person out thoroughly. Finances. Money will be flowing in and out of your hands this month. Be generous, but be careful who you help. Taurus. Romance. Be careful who you give your heart to. There could be some confusion or misunderstanding. Love yourself first, and everything else will be a bonus for you. Finances. If there is an investment you have been thinking about, this is a time for action, Taurus, to your benefit. Make sure all paperwork is in order. Gemini. Well, Gemini, for romance, love is definitely in the air this May for you. It's time to solidify that relationship. Finances, start saving now for that big day, marriage or vacation. Cancer, romance, lift that shoe up off the ground and wipe that bullshit off before you get stuck. I'm sure you understand what I just said, Cancer. Look for love that is benefiting both of you. Finances. You have been struggling a long time. Looks like you will receive some unexpected money, like a bonus or a loan paid back finally. All Right. Leo, romance, the love of your life is standing right in front of you. What are you waiting for, dear Leo? This kind of love happens once, or if you're lucky, twice in your life. You better grab hold of that ring. Finances, keep saving. I see a home in your future. You are doing real good with your money, so don't stop now, Leo. Continue on. Virgo and romance, he is here. Do you see him? Well, me neither. Get out there, Virgo, and start socializing. He is waiting for you to step forward. All work and no play is not good for anyone. Finances, there is a rainbow showing up for you. When it comes, thank God for your wealth, for it will cover many areas of your life. So let me read this again and correct it. It's he or she is here to see you. Me neither. He or she, do you see him? He or she is here. Do you see them, Virgo? That's what I should have said. Well, neither do I. So, Virgo, you need to start socializing. He or she is waiting for you to step forward. All work and no play is not good for anyone. All right. That sounds a lot better. Libra, romance, stop looking. He has arrived. Prayers are answered. I see a long-term relationship of value and substance. Doesn't love feel good? Yes, Lottie. Finance, here we go. Not enough time in the day to accomplish all those monetary items. But look at it this way. At least you have the money to cover said items, okay? Scorpio, romance, what you put out is what you get back. Are you settling? And if so, why? Romance is in the air. Step up and enjoy whatever the world puts at your feet. Flirt a little. You're good at it. You never know what may come from it. Finance. Money is coming in, but not as fast as you would like. Oh, well, such is the business of commerce. A loan will be paid back in 2 weeks, Scorpio. Sagittarius. Romance. Look no further than your front door for an answer. Many will come, but only a few will be selected. Don't wear your heart on your sleeve and expect good results. Do what is best for you spiritually, mentally, and physically, Sagittarius. Finance, bless that help, is on the way. Prayers are answered. Capricorn, romance, stop running from love, Kathy. How will you ever know which one is right for you? Open your mind and heart and let love in. Someone is already watching and waiting for a response from you. Finance, did you say your ship came in? Well, spread the wealth around. I'm waiting. When purchasing new things, make sure you read the paperwork good. And your excitement for big ticket items, something might get overlooked, so be careful. Aquarius, romance, take time out to smell the flowers. You have been too serious lately. What will be, Aquarius. Finance looks good from here. Keep on doing what you're doing. It's working for you, Aquarius. So kudos to you. Pisces and the last sign. Pisces for romance. Who doesn't love you, Pisces? Your spiritual being is all about love, and you are sharing it gladly. Your love life at this time couldn't be better. Know that you are loved totally and unconditionally by female and male. Finances. There has been a bit of a struggle here for you, Pisces. Money comes in, but not enough to suit your needs. Be creative. Inventive ideas will come how to secure more money. Help is here for you. Just ask. And that, folks, is the May horoscopes. And you can go back and read them again at the Essence of Success com. All right. Okay. Any comments?
What?
No.
Can I give the number?
Okay.
Can I give the number?
Yes, the number is 253-941. Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
The show to the
oh my goodness.
The number
okay.
to the show is 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open, and Miss Nina's in there to take your questions if you have any. Or if you just want to start a discussion on your own, that's okay, too. And you're welcome to call in and just listen to the show live as well. So anyway, it's Psychic Wednesday with Linus and Brenda and Nina. So if you got any questions, call in. We're here to help and advance you in the right direction.
So since you're a psychic, you've been psychic for so many years, tell us about some of the most surprising readings you've had with people, or how they were so surprised, or, you know, any of the things that, you know, came up from some of your clients over the years.
Well,
got
I
any
had
interesting
one,
ones?
Oh, yes, several. I had one airline stewardess, and she had come over to the house with her girlfriend for a reading. So when she walked in, both of them, I said, somebody's pregnant. And they were like, no, I said, yeah, somebody's pregnant, one of the two of you. Well, anyway, when it got to the one that was pregnant, I told her, I can't be pregnant because she's pregnant by a pilot. So there was no future, right? But I told her, I said, you're pregnant. I said, now, you know, I said, but who's going to help you with the baby? It'll be an Asian gentleman. And I said, he truly is a friend, and that's all he is, to help you with the baby. I said, but the guy who got you pregnant, he ain't going to be there. I'll be damned if that lady didn't come up on my job after she had that baby with her dad and told her dad who I was. So that was kind of neat. But she didn't believe it at first. She denied it. She kept saying at first, I'm not pregnant, I'm not pregnant. And then let me see. One that was weird, I had did like four readings one day, maybe five, and I had an awesome headache. It was really, really bad. I couldn't figure out what in the world, why was my head just thumping so bad? Well, anyway, I said I got to lay down after the last client and just, you know, rest my mind and my spirit. Well, maybe I laid down for about 30 minutes, and then Shabby came in, and she said, Mom, wake up. And I says, what? She said, Vicky said, you were right. It's a validation. There was a real bad earthquake in California. I said, what? And she says, yeah, because I had predicted it. But I didn't, at the time, I didn't feel it. I just had a really bad headache. But I was right that I did feel
that.
Well,
I remember that, because Vicky and you used to get together at the beginning of the year, and you'd go through, and you'd give your impressions for the year, for the world, and things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would check on all the things that you came up with throughout the year. I remember that.
Yeah, we sure would, for validation to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, talk about some of the ones, like, with health beyond, you know, pregnancy. Like, I know that you've come up with people who've had different health issues that they didn't, but they actually knew, but they didn't tell you.
Okay. Let's take this call right quick, Brenda, and then we'll go back.
All right.
Discuss that.
Thank you.
Area code 703.
Hey, Linus,
fine. Who's this?
Hi, this is Helen.
Oh, hi, Helen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing great. We were just discussing spiritual readings, psychic readings. Yeah. So what can we do for you today, Helen?
Well, I was
Helen?
Hoping you could actually give me a little insight.
I'm sorry? Say it again.
I said I was hoping you could actually give me a little insight.
Okay, go ahead. What would you like me to tell you or you want to know about?
I'm in the process of looking for a new job, and I was wondering if you saw anything, the right opportunity coming my way.
Okay. Aren't you in Florida, right, Helen?
No, I'm not in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Why does science work or lab coats come up for you? Do you work with something with white coats, or do you wear
a
white?
I work in information technology.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I'm getting an impression that you're on the job. So I don't know where you've applied or if you're transferring to somewhere or what, but I see the coat. I see a white coat, and the first thing that went through my head was science. Like science, it just it like they were totally keyed together. So that's interesting. But I have a sense of you working, like working. So I don't have a sense of you being delayed or being, like, off work or being on some kind of major waiting period. Are you looking to change positions?
I am. The place I'm at right now is pretty toxic, so I'm trying to get out of that environment.
Is it bright
okay,
in the environment where you're at? Because I see more of a bright environment. Like, I don't see gray, like cubicles. I see more, like what I see is almost, and maybe that's why science came up. Well, the word actually did come up in my head, but I see wider floors. I see, I don't see so much windows, but I see more bright, and it's a bright room. You don't work with around HVAC. I mean, you don't do anything to that portion of the technology, do you?
No.
Okay, or any big server room or anything like that?
No, I don't work in the server rooms at all, no.
Okay.
But some of the servers, the team who works for me is responsible for.
Uh-huh. So in your environment, is it light or not light? If it's not light, I'm telling you, you're moving on. If the room that you tend to work in is not bright, then my guess is you're getting ready to move to something else. Like
okay, even though there's a lot of windows, it's not bright. That's interesting because it's not a bright environment considering there's so many windows.
Yeah, I actually don't see a lot of windows in this place, but I do see, trying to think of a place that you would see something like this. You know, it's more artificial lighting, which I don't mean to, some people may not like that, but it is more artificial lighting, it is more bright. I tend to see white, well, what I'm seeing is white floors, and I see, now you might have some glass windows between certain sections. It's just interesting, it's very white. I mean, it's very light. But it's not,
yeah,
like I said, it's not from windows.
Describe where I am today is very light at all.
Yeah, well, I think you're getting ready to transition quickly. I hope you're applying somewhere or you've put in for another division.
In the process of applying. I've actually had one interview, and I'm waiting for them to call me back.
Ah. Lennis?
Anything? Okay, yes. Also, listening audience, the full moon begins on Wednesday, which is the 7th. It's the 7th. Am I wrong?
What about Helen?
Yeah, I know. We're going to hell.
Oh, okay.
I'll just make that announcement right quick because somebody in the chat room told me. Okay, now, what I picked up for you, Helen, is that there is a new job. I see the company Samsung that will offer you double whatever you're making now, and this job is going to come up in 2 to 3 weeks. It will involve some traveling. And you're also anxious to leave something behind you.
Yes, I'm anxious to leave this environment, this behind me.
Okay. Well, if you've applied for Samsung, I see you getting a job there. And Brenda is right. It's not going to take long because I saw 2 to 3 weeks. But it encases some traveling. Like, you know, you may have to travel for 10 miles back and forth. Not a long journey, but it's a little bit of a journey. But it's worth it. You make double the pay you're making right now.
Wow, that's great.
So
well, I am going to hang up and get on their website.
Okay, yep, and apply. You get hired right away.
Success
wow.
to you, Helen.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. Yeah.
And the full moon is the flower or hair moon at 12:18 p.m. on the West Coast on next week, exactly next week. So you have a flower hair moon for next week's show.
What's a flower hair moon?
I got to look that up. I can't remember that one right off the bat. But it's coming up next
moon
week.
Lady.
Yeah, but it'll be next week. Yeah, that's for next week's show.
Yeah.
But know that it's coming up in 7 days, folks. So, you know, you're waxing. Listen, at this point, there's probably a crescendo of things that are happening. Things are really building up as they're moving towards the moon. And so things are going to get more and more frenetic around you. People who are extremely affected by the moon are going to get more... however they get more frenetic or more irritable or upset or whatever. So, that's 7 more days.
Yeah, well, you said it's on the 7th?
Huh? Right.
No, I'm looking. You said the new moon is on the 7th?
No, it's on the 14th. You have 7 more days.
Full moon.
Yeah, the full moon.
Okay. It's in the sign of Libra. That's all I was looking to see what sign
oh.
it was in. Libra's balanced, so.
Libra? Not in May.
That's on the
14th. No. You're talking Taurus.
No, this is what it'll be going through. The moon will be in the sign of Libra.
Okay.
That particular moon.
Or that poor lawn man, he's been out there cutting for like 30 minutes. Probably won't be talking to me anymore. I didn't do it. Okay, so.
Okay. Now,
continue.
Okay, so let me see. What else was I talking about? The worst or the best?
You were talking about the healing thing. I mean the Nina probably knows. Nina.
Oh, how I heal people? How did I come about doing that?
You're talking about the spiritual, not necessarily healing, but how you came up with things that were going on in somebody's health that they didn't realize or they didn't disclosed to you until after you said something.
Oh, yeah, if there's something there, some bad energy or something that's blocking. Sometimes I'm able to pick it up, not all the time, but I can pick that up. I also can tell you about your loved ones that have passed on, too. If you want a conversation with them. Let's see now, what else? What else have I done? healing. Well, one time, Chabonet, I'll say this, my youngest daughter had a real bad case of the flu. And so I was really angry with this disease, the flu, and I was determined to get it out of her body. And so I put my hands, my palms down on her chest. And after a while, she started screaming, "Mom, stop, stop, move your hand. My chest is on fire." And I said, "Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I had did that." But you know what? Next morning, she went to school like she wasn't sick.
Yeah, that's a lot of energy in a human being. A lot of energy.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
Healers. Yeah. And like the Reiki that Nina does. She does a lot. I mean, I know that she's been sending a lot to my sweetie, and he's been going through his cancer treatments, but what's interesting is he hasn't had as bad of after effects as most people do, and I'm sure it has a lot to do with getting that kind of energy going his way, and of course perspective, how you think about things. So, yeah.
And let me just say, when you're going through things, your spiritual mind is very important. Keep yourself positive and lift it up. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, if people are angry, it's hard for me to read on them because there's a blockage there, and they won't relinquish it or let it go, and so it's just a block. So you got to be open, too, when we do readings on you. And you should be open not only for a reader, but just be open for yourself so you're willing to accept what's coming in or coming towards you.
Otherwise, what's the point? What's the point? Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, and I like to do stuff where I can go into the universe. I love doing that, taking my mind way out there. Now, I'm not saying what are those people, NPEs? Oh, Nina might know. They can travel through space and time. They're dead, but they're not dead. What are they called? NPEs?
I don't know.
Worse yet. I can't think of a name. But this is different. I don't like to do it like that. I just like to travel from planet to planet and see the life or the beings that dwell on that particular planet. Sometimes you can get too far out there. Can you hear now?
It's loud over here. Keep talking.
No, I was just going to say that, shoot, you said some surprises. What happened? Well, Brenda, I do have a surprise on one, another airline stewardess story. This lady, of course, had come for a reading, and I told her at the end, I said, you might want to call in sick tomorrow and not take that trip. And she said, why? I said, it's just not a good trip for you. I said, just call in sick and stay at home, make up anything. And she said, okay, do you see anything? I said, I see you being sick, stay at home. And she laughed, whatever. The next day that plane crashed.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, but, you know, you get things like that. Oh, when I was at work, I always told people what they were going to have having babies. Till they wouldn't ask me anymore, because I'd hit it right on the spot.
Yeah, I've done that kind of thing even for my sister, and she just took it really weird, and I did a reading on her I don't even know why she had come over, but she wanted me to do a reading, and I kept coming up with, you know, car trouble, and I said, just be really careful driving home. And she goes, why? Is something going to happen? And I said, it's just something about, I think, your car, your travel. You just need to be careful. I said, stay on main roads just in case your car breaks down. And she's like, well, what, you know, like, what's it going to happen? I said, I don't know, sure. Just something about the car. And,
Yeah.
And I got a phone call about 30 minutes later. And she was just totally upset. And she said, oh, I just think that stuff is just all from the devil. It's like, what are you talking about? I mean, as if she doesn't know us. You know, she's like, I have the same upbringing as her, extremely Christian background. And I said, what are you talking about? She goes, my car caught on fire. Caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Going to... Okay, her car, just to be fair, I mean, I wasn't thinking about her car, but her car was an old Dodge Dart. Yeah, they ran forever. They were the kind of cars that just never broke down. But she didn't even have a problem. And it wasn't like a huge, gigantic car fire, but it caught on fire while she was going down the road. You know, it was very easy for her to pull over and handle it. Actually, she was not too far from one of our cousins' house, so she was, you know, near. She was on the main road. She tends to, like, take off roads. I don't know why, but anyway, luckily she stayed on the main road, so she was okay. She was able to get some help. There was a man that was passing that kind of helped her, you know, put the fire out. But she blamed it all on me, like I somehow put something on her. I'm not a Wiccan. I'm not any kind of witch. I'm completely far from that, but...
And like you would do that to your sister anyways, the sister that you
love.
Yeah.
I mean, there are
like,
people
really?
Out there who would, but I'm not that kind of person. Yeah. But that's just a thing, and I told her, I said, if you have that kind of fear or mistrust of somebody doing any kind of reading or psychic anything around you, don't ever do it, because you can track all kinds of negative stuff by having that weird attitude. And I'm not saying bad or good. It's just that your perspective can be a beacon for everything for that perspective.
Yeah,
if you are constantly expecting evil to happen or you're fearful of evil all the time, that's like sending out a radio call. Negativity head my way, end but quick. If you expect good things to happen and positive things, or you believe that whatever information you get is helping you, then it is going to help you. Getting loud again.
You're listening to Psychic Reading Wednesday with Lennis and Brenda and Nina. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in or join the discussion. I was going to say for Shab, for her to believe as a kid, I would tell her sometime places that she'd want to go. I'd tell her, nope, you're not going. I said, I just don't feel right about it. Well, after a few times, she got kind of pissed off with me about it, but I told her, I said, no, I don't know what it is. I said, but I can feel it. Something ain't right going to happen. Well, one time, they were going to Seattle Center to see some concert. What happened? A fight broke out afterwards, and people got to shooting. She goes, oh, Mom, you were right. You know, blah, blah, blah. They were gossiping around their friends. I said, okay, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I know you weren't going to be a part of it. So, you know, and that's happened a few times.
I used to do the same thing with my kids, Lennis. They'd come down the stairs in the morning pretending that they were going to go to school, and I'd look at them and I'd say, if you plan on skipping today, you might as well just stay home and help me. And they'd both look at me like, okay, Mom, quit doing that to me. But, yeah.
And they'd go to school?
No, they wouldn't. They'd stay home and help me because they didn't want to go to school that day, so yeah.
Put them to work.
Yeah. But they hated that. There were times when they'd just say, well, Mom, can't you just tune out for a while? It doesn't work that way.
No. if you're on it 24/7, better believe it.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think, you know, I look back at it now and I think, boy, my poor kids as teenagers, they really had it tough at times because I was so in tune to them that they couldn't get away with too darn much.
Well, you were just nothing but trouble with those antennas of yours.
Yeah, but I sure kept my kids out of trouble, though, and I helped a lot of their friends, too. Because I would, there was a couple of times where they were at a party or whatnot, and I happened to come along just at the right time to take a young man to the hospital because of alcohol poisoning. So, you know, it's used for good as, you know, a lot of good, too. So I saved that young man's life. So, yeah, it's, I think my kids are glad that they're probably grown up and not living in the same house as I am anymore. And, but mind you, Cassandra's okay
Sha
with it.
I know Sha feels that too.
My granddaughter's okay with it though, because she has abilities too. So she openly tells me everything anyway. So she doesn't hide anything from me. So I don't have to worry about her as much as I did my own kids.
Yeah, grandchildren tend to have a different relationship that way.
Yeah, that's right. It's a whole lot easier on everybody when they just spit it out. Yeah, I'm going out to the bar tonight, Grandma. I'll see you later. And don't expect me home early, you know. My kids would try and hide things, and, yeah, it just doesn't work because the antennas just go up then.
How do your significant others feel about that part of you?
Oh, Jim's all accepting. He has always been all accepting. I've helped him get out of a few speeding tickets by just warning him ahead of time. Yeah, I think you better slow down now. It doesn't work for me, though, darn it. Mind you, I haven't had any in 40 years. But, yeah, for him it does. So, yeah, he doesn't even drive over the speed limit anymore now.
Yep.
And you, Lennis? Has it affected your relationships in any good way or bad way?
Well, both. You know what? Both good and bad. Because I want to find out more about this person spiritually or their being. And I'm usually pretty right on. I'm pretty right on about them. I mean, I get real deep, but... And you know what? I'm sensitive that I can walk into a room and feel the person's energy, whether somebody who's good, who's bad, who's fake.
Yeah.
I have that ability, and I kind of like it. It's scary, but I kind of like it because then I judge whether I want to be there or not. You know, or is it going to turn out to be a toxic situation?
Yeah.
I have used it for bad only twice in my life. And it scared me because I didn't realize I had that much power. But, yeah, I guess when you focus that energy and you truly focus, I guess that's a powerful thing. And I was angry about something. It was so powerful that it almost took this woman's cat almost died. So I was like, whoa. And then the other guy, his mother was breaking her arms, breaking her legs, just kept breaking shit, breaking the arm. Like, damn, I got to revoke that spell. That woman's turned into like a bunch of Cheerio crunches or something. So
yeah,
I've
never done all that stuff there.
No, but I've only did it twice. But when you realize what your power can wield, then you back off. Because I'm about good. I'm not about bad. I'm about the good in people. So
that's what Reiki teaches you, too, is to go forth with only, you know, love in your heart. And that's what I try and do all the time now. It's only with love in my heart that I do anything. And I try to remember that even when somebody has hurt me. I try to move forward with love only in my heart. And it's... Sometimes it's hard. I'm sure you both know that. It's pretty hard to go forward sometimes with love in your heart when somebody has really done something that is just downright disgraceful. You know, it's really, really hard to do that. But
Yeah. Miss Jesus.
Who's that?
Then I said, Miss Jesus.
She ain't that.
No, not even close, Linus. Not even close.
Well,
downright bully gets antennas and beats you up with them.
Now.
We have about 6 minutes left. We're actually going to end on time. Let's just roll the show. So, now next, everybody, be sure and let everybody know, starting this month, every Wednesday, every ninth caller that calls in for a reading will get 1 hour free reading with Linus. Okay, that's our contest for a psychic reading. So every Wednesday, the ninth caller will get a free reading, whoever you are. So you got to be sure and call in. And, of course, on at 5 p.m. Now, on Thursday, we have Filmcology with Miss Brenda at 6 p.m. And the show is about?
It's called White Squall. It's a more coming of age and story that also involves a tragedy. And it's a true story. It's a bit of an older movie, but it's a very good movie, and there's a lot of psychological concepts to discuss about sociology and how to deal with loss. And there's a lot of ethical stuff to discuss, too. So, yeah, join us with Jeff Bridges and a bunch of young men who take their shirts off in case you don't want to go with the ethics. Yeah, go watch it. Be like a young, Ryan Felipe and few other people, Scott Wolf, or I can't remember all the different guys because I wasn't at that age and into them at that age. But if you're young or if you're a cougar and still into that, you might enjoy it.
Okay, then. And then on Friday, we have Friday Traffic Jam, music, and we never know what Linus is going to bring, but it's always something spectacular. Well, I'll tell you this, just to give you a little tidbit. Linus is going to be on vacation, so the show this Friday will be a show that's archived, and I know you'll love it. You will love it. Okay, and then Saturday, we have Time to Love with Miss Lydia at 2 o'clock. And what's the show about this week?
She's on the road, and the show is going to be live from San Francisco, and she's going to be telling us all about her train ride to San Francisco and all the experiences she's had along the way, and then just talking about the city of love, San Francisco.
All right. Oh, love it, love it, love it. And then on Sunday, we will have another archive show. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Like I said, I'll be out of town. But happy Mother's Day to all the listening audience, whether you're single, whether you're married, grandma, grandpa, aunt, and uncle, because, yep, y'all know you had to raise some, too. Happy, happy Mother's Day. And also to some single fathers that's doing both sides. Happy Mother's Day to you, too, as well, gentlemen. So Sunday show will be a gospel music show with Mahalia Jackson and Aretha Franklin. So you can tune in and listen to that. And then on Monday, we have L&B Empowerment at 8 p.m. And the show will be about what, ladies?
Habit or No Habit, How to Either Start a Habit or Break a Habit. And it is the third show in our series. And at the end, we will be issuing a challenge to everyone.
Well, we're starting a challenge. We're challenging everybody to take on a challenge for 21 days. Yeah. So we won't be telling you what to do. This is a time for you to choose what it is you want to incorporate or delete out of your life and or reduce. It could be anything. You choose it. And then you join us, follow along. We'll all be monitoring that weekly. Right.
And that brings us to Tuesday. BYO Brilliance.
And Tuesday, we're going to have the brilliance of finding closure in life. So there's a do you need closure in your life? There's a whole lot of things around closure. Some people think closure isn't that big of a deal. A lot of people do need closure. And what do you do with closure? Once you do it, what then? So we'll have all that to discuss.
This is going to be a good show because a lot of people never get the chance to do closure.
Yeah, and actually...
opportunity and didn't take the opportunity.
Yeah, there was a young lady who was adopted by a family. That was one of the reasons that I chose this. And she started looking. She was African-American. She was adopted into a Caucasian family who had adopted several children. Well, not several, maybe about two or three. And then they had one of their own biological children. And she finally, as an adult, decided she wanted to find her family. And it was really interesting because when they did contact the mom, they found out who the first she found out who she thought was her father, and it turned out to really be her father, who had no idea he had a child. And then when they tried to get a hold of the mom, she didn't want anything to do with it or her.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really interesting. It was a very interesting premise. I haven't seen the movie. It's been... aired all over, but there are videos of her story, and you can actually see it on the link for BYO Brilliance for this week, for next week. And then we'll be back to psychic readings.
Yes. And just remember, everybody, every ninth caller gets a free one-hour reading with Lennis, so keep that in mind when you phone in.
And next week will be our new moon, will be the hare and the flower moon. You can look it up. It's definitely a time for planting, garden. May is, you know, May Day month, flowers. Okay. I do want to say one little announcement, though, if you don't mind, Lennis.
Go ahead.
This is a little bit down the road. In June, the show we're going to be doing on June 12th, it just so happens, because I was watching The Ghost of Mississippi, and I thought, this would be a good movie to do on Filmcology. And it just so happens, as I was looking, like, when should I, let's try to see where I can slip it in. On June 12th is the actual 51 years after Medgar Evers was shot and killed. And he was assassinated by a racist, lost individual. And so we're going to be reviewing Ghost of Mississippi then, which is it's a hard movie to watch and about the fight of trying to get justice. And so anyway, I hope that you guys would join us for that. It would be real special to me to do that. It just happens to fall right on Thursday, June 12th, the anniversary of Medgar Evers, and he was an incredible civil rights activist who fought for the rights for all of us.
Yes, he did.
And died incredibly young.
Yep.
So, I'm really looking forward to that along with other shows, but that's a big one to me because it is on an anniversary.
Good timing, Brenda.
It's magical, isn't it? How it just
yes,
fell.
It is. Yeah. And I would like to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day for Sunday, too. So happy Mother's Day to everyone and to myself.
Amen.
Yeah,
happy Mother's Day to me. Right on. Thank you, Nina. We forget about us, huh?
Happy Mother's Day to me. I've been working hard, and my kid isn't even really around. You know, I just have to deal with her out in the ethereal region. But I have her siblings, Pepper and Ty, that I'm stuck with. I mean, that I deal with. And the only presents they've been giving out lately are hairballs. So, but I take them with all the love in my heart, as only a mother can do.
Well, okay. Good night,
Happy
everyone.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone else, though.
Okay. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Nina. Thank you, Brenda.
You're welcome, Lennis, and have a great holiday.
Yes.
Oh, I will. I'll be at the Pacific Ocean living it up.
Good for you.
Living it up. Yes, indeed.
She'll be cold, but she'll be living it up.
Yeah. All right. Good night, ladies.
Good night.